The Gemara at the end of Daf Zayin quotes a Gemara from Shabbos that a person's chayav to touch a tefillin b'chol shad. We learned that out from the sits. And the question that people tackle with this is, what does that mean, b'chol shad? Literally every second when you're davening, you're supposed to be touching your tefillin, be very distracting. You may not have a hesach hadas, but you're not going to really have much kavana. And people try to have different types of interpretations of basically any time you feel like you're forgetting what's on you, what you're wearing, where you are. Okay, so at that point you need the mental reminder. The Ron has a beautiful answer. He says that, I don't know the shear. I don't know what the shear is that you have to touch it. The Gemara knew. We don't know. And he basically said, like, you know, I could have offered like a weak answer or some type of cute answer that would have maybe answered pshat. But sometimes in life, we just don't know. We just don't know. The Gemara knew. That's good enough. The Gemara is giving us a din. We don't have to know what the exact shear is. Whatever the shear is, it's going to help and assure that you don't have a hesach hadas. So it's a major, major level in humility when you're able to see a rishon who is able to say, I don't know. I don't know the shear, and I'm okay with that.